Does the local weather determine if you believe in global warming? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Mann, assistant professor in the Department of Geography at George Washington University, discusses the difference between climate and weather and how it affects our beliefs.
As humans, we've done quite well with learning based on experience. As children, we learned early on not to touch hot things on the stove and that tying our shoes will help keep you from tripping. But while this type of experimental learning can help us learn basic lessons, it can undermine our understanding of more complex concepts. In our study, we wanted to understand the relationship between people's local experiences with weather and the likelihood they believe in climate change. We found that the two are closely related. In regions of the country that have experienced record-breaking heat, locals are more likely to believe in climate change. But in areas that have experienced record low temperatures, they're less likely to trust the scientific consensus. Scientists have demonstrated that climate change also makes local weather more variable and more dramatic, leading to more rain and cooler temperatures in some areas, and drought and heat waves in others. However, it's also important to know the difference between weather, the temperature of a relatively short period of time, such as a season, and climate, which is the average temperatures over a period of 25 to 30 years. Global temperatures are warming on average. In fact, two leading U.S. science agencies just named 2016 the hottest year on record. But climate change is both long-term and complex. It's unfortunate that climate change was framed early on in people's minds as imminent and universal climate warming. This set up an expectation that everyone could just simply open up their windows and feel its damning effects. As a result, it's been difficult for individuals to defend their understanding of the science during an even minor snowstorm. But in the end, we could learn much more about climate change from our grandparents than we can from opening up our windows.
That was Michael Mann of George Washington University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good. It's a beautiful